574-331.
Good morning, Dave. How are you on this fine morning?
I am doing fantastic. Heading back to Lower River Road again today. Have some fun with the traffic.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm on my way back to Eugene today because I was originally going to take the day off, but then I realized this is a holiday weekend and I don't want to drive tomorrow, so I'm driving today.
Copy that one. I'm probably going to have to drive tomorrow, too. We got 4 days off coming up, though, and that'll give me a chance to get my 10-meter rig up and running.
Nice. Yeah, I'll probably have to drive tomorrow as well, but I'm not doing a Eugene run tomorrow. If I would have taken the day off, I would have had to have done my Eugene stuff tomorrow. So, I don't know. I might take tomorrow off. It depends on what's in my queue. I've got some weird stuff going on, and I'm going to be traveling a bit next week, so we'll see what happens. And, yeah, what kind of 10-meter radio did you end up with? I know you were looking to buy one.
Yeah, I ended up getting the Big Dog Ranger. I got the Ranger RCI 69 FF26.
Excellent. Yeah, I heard you calling out saying you've been doing some radio checks, so good deal. Well, I'm looking forward to you getting your ticket and being able to chat with you on 10-meter and various other bands as well. I need to get myself a CB radio. I've been looking at the Strikers.
I've heard a lot of great things about the Striker. I just wanted a little bit more juice than that. Still don't have my technician class, but I actually found a book that is going to give me the information where when I can take the test, I can be confident about it. That's like the main thing for me. I'm just not happy with the study guide that I'm doing because it's just answering questions and trying to remember them, and I want to know the information. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because I use an online prep school. I'll send you a text message. If I forget to do it, text me, and I'll send you a link. It's really affordable. It was like $25 or something, and well worth the time. The guy is very, very knowledgeable. He's out of Colorado, and he lays it out in a fun way, and he explains all of the information.
Well, that's actually cheaper than the book, and I have not ordered the book yet, so... Yeah, that sounds good. I'll give you a holler tonight. I'll probably be off work about 3 o'clock or so. That's normal time, 3:30.
Okay, yeah, that's probably about what time I'm going to be getting done today as well. I've got another heavy run ahead of me, and I'm going to end up in grass pants and do some stuff there this afternoon. Also, how many watts is that Ranger? Because I know the Strikers are 100 watts.
Yeah, the Ranger's 450.
Nice. Yeah, that's definitely pumping out some power.
Yeah, I'm stuck on 11-meter right now, but that's okay. First time I set it up on channel 19 AM, I was talking to a guy out of Georgia, so and my antenna was only about 12 feet off the ground.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it with 439ers saying that your antenna was about 12 feet off the ground. So maybe I'll have to check one of those out because, yeah, I definitely want to pick up a CB radio. And if I could get a 10-meter, I mean, I've got the Yaesu 991 Alpha, so I pretty much have all the bands covered, but they're not good for CB, et cetera. And so I was thinking the Striker. I also have a friend that's trying to sell me a 600-watt amp right now. He's like, oh, you hook this up to your 991, you know, you'll be pumping out, you know, 700 watts. I'm just like, well, I don't know that my current antenna setup would take that kind of power.
Yeah, I want to get that A99 a little higher off the ground, and I'm not ready to put it on the roof just yet, I'm going to use some lighting stuff from stage lighting and see if I can get it up at least about 25 feet or so and feel good about leaving it up for the weekend. I at least want to check in on the CVs.
Yeah, that's definitely